Okay. Recharge your glasses. There's a Welsh guy right in the middle there who needs to recharge his glass. And I'm not going to ask any questions on the left because he is murder. Welcome. Good afternoon, everyone. I don't know how long you've been here. You've been here, what, an hour or two? So we're going to whiz through this. On my right, Ray Parler. Steve Evans, ex-Leeds United manager. Steve's going to get involved with us a little bit as well. So we're going to start up. We're going to look ahead to tonight's game. We're going to talk England, and we'll talk a wee bit more. Any questions, you just put your hand up and shout up if you like. How are you? Right, here we go. So it's up front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com. BetOnBrazil.com for all the latest odds and others. Ray, let's start with you. England 2, Malta 0. You were there.
I was, yeah.
And I was at Newmarket.
Shock.
By the time I got home, I thought, is that all? 2-0? Sorry, I was not impressed.
No, well, first half was... Yeah, it's always difficult playing against a team that lower ranks. They sit everybody behind the ball. Their keeper had a really good game as well, Malta keeper. Kept England out early doors. But, you know, second half, you're 2-0 up, you're expecting a little bit more. A bit slow, a bit sideways, you know, nothing really going forward.
Normal.
I expect a bit more. Look, in the bar before the game, I was going around everybody. What scores are you going? 4, 5, 6? Everyone was going 4, 5, or 6. So to be 2-0 in a position they was in at half time, you've got nothing to lose second half. Go and enjoy yourself. Go and express yourself. It should be scoring a lot more than nothing in the second half. So it was a poor performance second half, but again, 3 points is the most important thing.
Steve, we're Glaswegians. If I'm being honest, I thought it'd be 4, 5, like Ray. So I don't know if you watched the game or you're watching another game, the Scotland game. 2-0 Malta. I know teams now are organised more, but surely an England side, even with a new temporary manager, should be scoring more than 2 goals. Surely.
Yeah, I think from a distance you probably think that, but from a management perspective you think 2-0 job done. And I know, Ray, from a player perspective you think it's 2-0 at half time. Well, let's go and win 4 or 5. But there would have been a
massive crowd there.
Yeah,
Brilliant crowd, go and entertain.
81,000.
Surely Gareth said, guys, we're 2-0 up, the game's over, let's go and play, let's go and give them a treat.
Yeah, he doesn't say
surely.
That. He doesn't say that. He said, don't give Malta a squeak. That's what he says. And I think from a management perspective, you think if Malta do come over the halfway line, which they did in very few occasions, because they watched the game, then if they get a goal, then to use Sir Alex's words, it is squeaky bum time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a case you have to get the job done. So Gareth goes in, he knows what his interview process is about. I think if he gets a point tonight and as a minimum and beats Scotland, which I hope he doesn't, then...
Why is that?
Yeah, because Brazil told me to say it. I think if he does that, he has the job. I don't think it'll go as far as Spain. I don't think it has to. I think he's the right man for the job, but we'll touch on that. But I think it was job done, 2-0. They go tonight. He's been very brave. And I think he'll come out of Wembley and he'll take a little pat on the back and say, whoo, first game done, well done.
Well, is he going to get the job, Ray? You're hoping that he won't.
No, to be fair.
Because you do a lot of entertainment at Wembley, Club Wembley. And when you were at Middlesbrough under Gareth, when Gareth got the job, you thought he was your mate. What did you say to him?
Well,
what did Gareth say? He addressed the crowd. And what did you say to him?
Why do you always bring this up? Look, end of the day, everybody in this room could have managed against Malta and won the game. So that doesn't count. I mean, tonight counts. Away from home now to see what happens. But Malta, no disrespect to Malta, you know, it's like a second division team playing Man United or Liverpool or Arsenal or whatever. So we should be expecting to win that game, whoever's manager. What did I say to Gareth? I called him Big Nose one day. But
you were in the dressing room. He took over and he said, I'm now the gaffer.
I'm now
the boss.
It's been in the papers last week and obviously on Alan Brazil's podcast, by the way, which Daily Mirror really enjoyed that. I mean, they got their bit of the back page. But all it was, he got the manager's job. I played with Gareth for many years at England and obviously Middlesbrough. And it was really, it's awkward for him because now suddenly he's gone from a player to a manager. Now, if it was me, I wouldn't act no differently. I would say, look, lads, I can't be in the dressing room. I'm a manager now, but I will still have the same banter with you or whatever. So I was in this room one day. Everybody in the club is in this room. So you've got all the players, you've got all the staff, you've got all the, even the chefs and laundry women, and everybody's in this room. So Gareth walks in with a big bit of paper like Alan's got, and he's reading off this sheet going, okay, it's going to be really awkward for you guys because You call me Gareth every day. You call me Gate, which is his nickname. But from now on, I want to call me Boss and Gaffer. So anyway, I don't think nothing of it. So that's all right. And I was sitting next to Steve Harrison, who's the funniest man you'll ever meet. His dad was a comedian. He was the assistant manager, believe it or not. He was sitting next to me. So he's gone through all the rules, like every late for training, if this, that, bang, man, we're going to push this club forward. So right at the end of the meeting, he went, so from now on, if you call me Gareth and Gate, I won't hold against you, but I want you to call me Gaffer and Boss. And it all went quiet. And I said, Bat Big Nose. And I was in the room at the back. And I didn't get the reaction I wanted. He was like, I want him to say, you got a big nose as well. And that would have been perfect. Everybody started laughing. It would have been fantastic. But
How many more games do you get for Middlesbrough season?
I was moving within a month. I mean, I was going back I was going back down the A1 to
But is this not a reoccurring story? Yeah, there was a World Cup. You were player of the year with the Arsenal. What a season you had. Glenn Hoddle had that funny little spell where Eileen Drury was his mentor. And he asked, Ray, don't take this the wrong way. Please go and see Eileen.
They've got no sense of humour now, have they, managers? I mean, and I'm a player, but, you know, he's one. Oh, no, yeah, Steve might have, I don't know. But, yeah, that was a very simple story, that was. I come in from training, I pulled my calf, walked in, see Gary Lewin, that physio. I said, Gal, my calf is really sore. Anyway, just about go for a scan because you're always worried about what's going to happen, how long are you out for. And as I'm walking out the door, Glenn Hoddle walks in and he says to me, what you done, son? I said, Boss, I think I pulled my calf. Before you go for your scan, go and see my faith healer, Eileen Drury. I was like, I'm rude, but who the fuck is Eileen Drury? But she's in room 36, so I've got to go up to room 36 now. If I go up the stairs, knock on the door, she opens the door, can you sit on a chair? Very similar to what you're sitting on. So I sit on his chair. Next week, she pulls the curtains. I'm thinking, there's any poles in here? I don't know. She starts circling me. Bang, bang. So next week, she puts her hand on the back of my head, and I said instantly, short back and sides, Eileen, while you're there. So I start laughing, she starts laughing. Anyway, I go back down to the bar, I go for my scan, I'm out for 2 weeks. In the end, she tells her husband at the bar, he tells the players, back page of the newspaper, short back and sides, Eileen Drury. I'm like, ah, this is bad publicity. It's not good for me, this ain't. So next squad comes out, I'm not in the squad. So Glenn Hoddle's left me out. Arsene Wenger, why are you not in the squad? You're playing out your skin, you're the best player, I'm bad. I said, Boss, I think it's something I said in that paper. He said, no, it's a big season, bigger competition for England. He might be trying other people, no problem. This is a squad you had to get in to go to Manga. And Gazza, this is when Gazza smashed the room up when he wasn't in the 25. I was in the 30. So in the end, Arsene Wenger phones up Glenn Hoddle and he says, why have you not put Ray in the squad? So the next day he said to me, Ray, you'll never play for England again under Glenn Hoddle. I said, what? And he said, short back and sides. And he says, well, disrespected his faith, he said, and that was it. So that was
well,
a nightmare.
Steve, the golden rule here is Ray trusts too many people, doesn't he?
Well, he obviously trusts.
You know Glenn Hoddle well as well, don't you?
I have nothing. Yeah. I have not got a problem with Glenn Hoddle. I think it's you.
Well, you ain't said nothing. That's why.
Well, I know Glenn particularly well, but if he told me to get into a room with a woman and close the curtains, I think my wife would have a real problem.
Well, to be fair, I got married
straight
that
in
year
there.
Well.
Dive straight in.
Yeah. I got married that instead of going to the World Cup, I got married. It cost me $3 million. So.
So it's the new betting site, Betting Brazil, for all sports punters. Great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. And by the way, I'm not just saying it, it's going remarkably well. So we look ahead to tonight, Ray Parler. Can you see England having a problem? Rooney is out. Is Gareth now... has he been influenced by the press over the last few days, or has he made the decision, sorry Wayne, you're not playing as well as you have been, I have to change?
Well, I think he's got to go with the form. I mean, the form at the moment, obviously Wayne, I really respect Wayne, he's a great player over his career he's had. Obviously he's getting a little bit older now, he started at 17, remember, so you know, you look at Michael Owen when he started at 17, 32, he's struggling a little bit with form as well. So look, Dyer and Henderson, you've got to be a little bit more defensive.
Too defensive?
I think Henderson puts a couple of really good balls in at the weekend. I mean, crosses, Sturridge scored from one of them. Dele Alli should have scored. Keeper made a great save.
It's Slovenia. It's not Holland. It's not France. It's not Germany.
But Where do you play Wayne Rooney? Do you play him as a weak, a centre midfielder or number 10? Dele Alli, for me, he's got to play as number 10. So where do you put Wayne Rooney? I think Dyer probably deserves to be in the team probably more. Who's going to shield the back four just in case, because Slovenia had a really good result against Slovakia, beaten 1-0, so they're no mugs, they're not like Malta. This is a proper game now tonight, so I think he's looked at it, and I'm not being rude to Malta again, but he's got to look at it and say, look, there might be times when we have to defend a bit, and Dyer will be much better defending than Wayne Rooney, because Rooney really is a striker.
So finish. I was on with Mickey Quinn this morning on radio, and he basically said, Wayne, call it a day. He basically said, call it a day.
Why would you want to
England
call it a day?
And United.
No, you can't call
I
it a day.
I was against that.
No, not at all. I mean, he's got 117 caps. He still should be part of that squad. There's no doubt. But he might not be a guaranteed place now. And like Manchester United, Jose Mourinho had to make a big decision to leave him out, which he has. So Wayne's got to, he's got to accept that. That's what happens when you get older. And that's what happens when youngsters are coming through better than you. I left Arsenal 31, 32. We had the best young midfielder coming through. And I know I wasn't going to play many games. Cesc Fabregas, he was superb. So sometimes you've got to hold your hand up and say, look, these kids are better than us. And you might have to move on.
You went to Middlesbrough and Hull. What did you do to deserve
Where's
that?
Where's Wayne going to go? Where's he going to go?
Steve,
he's going to go to China.
You're the manager here. What'd you do with Rooney?
I think Gareth made the right call, to be fair. I think Ray's right. I think Gareth will look at it from different perspectives. I think he'll look at, he has a three-match interview process. He has to be successful in the games.
He's got a big nose.
But he's got a big nose.
He'll draw tonight. We beat them at Wembley. He's out of a job.
I think he has made a big call, but he's had to make big calls, because if you want to be the manager of England, which I think probably 99% of football people want to be the manager of England, then you have to make some tough decisions, and he's made it. I disagree with Ray when he says that does managers listen to the press, do they read the press? I think as a young manager, you probably do. Certainly in my career, you would even, you know, read the local reporters, you in the game.
Local paper?
I think you would. Did it influence you?
Speedway Riders and stuff.
Yeah,
Why would you listen to them?
But you would listen. You'd listen to all sorts. I think I can remember Sam Allardyce, of all people, that, you know, and he's just left the England job when he said his wife got absolutely obsessed, Ray, by fans forums at West Ham.
Try to get Sam here today, by the way, but 400 grand, no. Our budget.
No, I think when you looked at Sam and you said his wife couldn't come off the forums and she was looking at what people said and different things.
Well, Wayne's wife, Colleen's been having a go today.
Well, I think people become self-protection around their family, don't they? But I think for me, Gareth's made a big call. I think he's done it for the right reasons. I think Ray touches on a great point. Can you leave Dele Alli out? Absolutely not. He has to play in the team. And if it's Dyer or Wayne Rooney, then it has to be Dyer. But I think, you know, Gareth's got in. He's made a big call. And, you know, if he gets a point tonight, he has to beat a great country.
Am I right saying, Ray, your first wife got involved in, you know, the social media? Sack him.
My first wife. I've only had one. Jesus Christ. How many more have I had there?
She got a few quid, didn't she?
I'm not with the M88. Who's got a few quid?
Your missus.
Yeah, good luck to her.
Sack him. That's why he's here for 5 quid tonight.
Free drink, I mean.
Gareth Southgate, just hands. Gareth, it should go okay tonight. The Scotland game at Wembley is a cracker, but England are better on paper. Should he get the job? Will the FA now decide we can't take any more chances? Big Nose should get the job?
Never.
No. Who should get?
I would have Harry Redknapp
as
well.
Not a chance. We love Harry, but there's no chance.
I would have, and this would never happen, I would have Hoddle, because he was a great coach.
What?
I would have Hoddle as being coach and Harry as being manager. That would be a great partnership.
Yeah, but the FA are not going to do it, are they?
Why not?
They can't.
Why not?
Because what's just happened?
Do you
want to win World Cup or not?
Yeah, I think I think you realise sometimes at the head of that, if there's more to it. I think if you're sitting at the Football Association now, you need the highest class of integrity.
Is it too many school teachers and people? Look, if someone's got a bit of a background, but he's successful when he wins you a trophy, would that bother you?
What about Arsene Wenger? Right, so if Gareth doesn't get it full time, He's got four games. Your ex-boss has left the door open, has he not?
He has left the door open, but how many people in this room, I don't know if you're all English, probably not, but English people, who would you want an English person to manage the national side, or would you mind having a foreign person?
The best
person. Yeah, best well, absolutely. Best person. I've always said that myself.
Well, who is the best person? Who is?
Well, Arsene Wenger would be superb. I was under him for 8 years, and I can... Well, sit here today and say, what a manager. I mean, it's not as good as Steve.
When was the last time he won anything?
He won the FA Cup a couple of years.
I think in it.
He forgot about that.
A poor side can win the FA Cup.
Sorry?
A poor side cannot win.
Two years running, he won the
Premier
FA Cup.
League.
Two years running.
Oh, do you want me to bring up Alex McLeish's Birmingham, the League Cup?
I'll tell you what. When they won the FA Cup, Alan was stuck in a seat in Singapore. He didn't move for 10 hours. So you didn't see it, probably.
Did you remember that? I saw it. I went down to the Arsenal Sports Club, remember?
I think in an ideal world, Alan, everyone who's patriotic about their country would rather have someone who's born and bred in their country to be the manager.
It's got to be the right person.
But we had Bertie Vokes. My God, how bad was he?
Yeah.
You know, and he won the World Cup as with Germany.
Do you think Gordon Strachan is the right...
I think if we get beat tonight, Gordon might call it a day.
I think he's been personally... Well, I know he's... I don't think anymore. I know he's been personally hot, but some of the comments are attributed to the result at the weekend.
Gordon's getting a bit of stick. And I know I played with Gordon in Scotland.
And believe it or not, Alan is even money favourites he's had in Scotland. Talk Sport, I don't know what's happening there. I don't know. It must be a big money signing.
I miss radio on this too much, to be honest.
Well,
a poison chalice.
And ladies and gents, we did say upstairs when they gave us a sheet of the odds for the jobs, I did say, well, if there's even money to take the job, I'll give 64. And Parler jumps up and says, I'll give 10-1.
100-1.
Stevie Bruce, now he looks as if he's going to get the Villa job. Would you give Steve Bruce, would you give him a chance of the England job? Because he was second to Sam Allardyce. He was second. Why not go to him? Why?
His head's too big.
He's what?
His head's too big.
I just want to say,
Brucey,
what do
you think?
He's never won bugger all.
I don't know. I think Steve Bruce is a
great... England have won bugger all. You go back to 1966.
Where's Terry Venables when we need him?
Yeah.
Let's get Terry Venables.
Go back to Glenn Hoddle. Hoddle's record was pretty good, you know.
No, he's a good coach. He's a bit of a weirdo, but you know. But he might have changed that now. He's been out of Alan a few more times. I think Alan's got him down to where he should be now. So
where's that Welsh Dave? I can just see your teeth. This is a guy who spent $60,000 on his nachos. Are you happy with Wales, Welsh Dave?
Very happy, Al. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but he's going to leave you as soon as he got a good Premiership job. Chris Coleman's going to leave.
He'd do it to the World Cup, wasn't he? Hopefully they're qualified for the World Cup, Wales, and you see how they go in that. And then, obviously, there'd be lots of jobs out there in the Premier League. And financially, that's what you do it for. Because Premier League, you know, you pay lots of money being a manager. Being a manager of Wales, you're not going to be nowhere near the salary you get as a Premier League manager.
And, of course, going back to Welsh, Dave, who's a big investor in Audio Boom, let me tell you. In the goal! Bob Bradley, you must be well pissed off. Because he's a Swansea fan. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Why is Ryan Giggs, guys? Steve, why is Ryan not getting a job?
Well, I think you read two versions of that, don't you? You read the PR that comes from Swansea, who say that Ryan wasn't for us, and we all hear Ryan on the television saying he didn't fancy it. But I've met Bob Bradley on two or three occasions. I'm currently on a pro licence course in Scotland, and Bob came and presented and spent a few days with us, and very enthusiastic, seems...
he's American.
Very much in-your-face guy. I think the Premier League will frighten him personally, but that's to be told.
Ray?
Well, you've got to give him a chance, haven't you? I mean, look, managers who come into the Premier League, you never know. You never know what they're going to do for the team, if they're going to respond to the team. So you can never judge people by what he's done. He's done a good job where he's been, but Premier League's a different animal. It's totally different, very much more pressure. So whether he can handle that, we'll have to wait and see. But don't judge him yet, Al. Let's give him a little bit of a chance.
I'm getting your views. Neil Warnock, Cardiff.
I think he'll do a good job. He'll certainly keep them in the Championship. He talks about, could he make this season his eighth promotion? Well, it could be 20,000.
You've done that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done eight promotions, yeah.
You've done eight promotions. Why didn't you get the job?
I think Neil was always earmarked for that job, I think, since the summer. I think Cardiff City had to get a good start, or Neil would have been sitting there waiting to take it. Unfortunately for Paul Trollope, a good man and someone over it well. But I think Neil will go in. He's made a couple of signings. My ex-captain at Leeds, Saul Bamba's getting in there. They'll steady them up and they'll probably finish 17, 16, somewhere like that.
Steve, you told me in full confidence upstairs you went for the Scotland job.
Well,
that's why you didn't take it.
Yeah, I love the Scotland job. And so would every man in Scotland. I think that's the way you are.
Well, I think you'd be on a bit with Ellen, though.
Yeah. Tonight's fixtures, just give me England to win.
I'll go England 2-0.
England?
England to win 1-0.
I think 1-0. I think it's going to be tight. Maybe 1-1, 1-2. I think England will just sneak it.
Put the bubble on it or not?
You're on. Germany, Northern Ireland. I like Michael O'Neill, by the way.
No,
I like him.
Germany, you've got to go with Germany. So Germany...
Müller's scoring goals again, isn't he?
Northern Ireland have got to target other nations in that group. So if they lose that one, 3-0 to Germany, I'd say.
Slovakia, Scotland.
Well, yeah, from a Scottish perspective, I'd say if we come back with a point after the weekend, it's a good result.
You reckon? Ray?
I'll go Slovakia.
Oh, you... up front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to bettonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and others. Listen, enjoyed this.
What price is Slovakia?
No, forget it. I think we can get a draw tonight. I think England will win and we can get a draw, but I think Germany are too strong.
I think
one thing to leave you with, why do the likes of the Germans and the Portuguese, why do they hammer, you know, the minnows? Why do they make no mistakes? 4, 5, 6.
What was their goal last
why
night?
Why did Scotland and England
Benteke
struggle?
Scored. Benteke, 7 seconds.
7 seconds, yeah. And they're amazing, the Gibraltar keeper. Come on.
I think
he came on Talk Sport this morning. He was like, morning, great to be here. I'm like, you numpty. You know, 7 seconds, they go one up. He plays a dagger in him.
I think the biggest problem that's in British footballers these days, and Ray would know it from Arsenal, is if you're an Arsenal player, an English born and bred, and you've got to play a club in League Two, mentally you're not as prepared as you would be if you're rolling up to Old Trafford, or
so
the focus is the key point for me. I think if you turn up and you have a real focus about your job, if you pretend the Real Madrid, then they turn up and they play properly.
Well, we've got Paul Merson in our team, then we're going to win 6-0.
Yeah,
because we got over 3 goals or something to win.
Yeah.
Guys, my thanks to Ray Parler, Steve Evans on Bet on Brazil and Audio Boom up front. Thank you
guys.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.